She is the executive director of the Network for Public Education. She's been on the show before. Welcome back to Busted Pencils, Carol Burris. How are you, Carol?
I'm great. How are you doing, Tim?
Oh, well, I'm in Wisconsin, and you know, sometimes being in the state of Wisconsin, Walker World can drag you down. However, I'm a little bit more disappointed in the press lately around here because we seem to have some confusion in Wisconsin about the definition of public schools, charter schools, and private schools. And in fact, there was an editorial that came out in the Wisconsin State Journal that pretty much said, hey, if it's a charter school and receives public money, it's a public school. I go to the Network for Public Education's website, and not so fast, says the network. So where are we, Carol?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. For quite a while now, proponents of charter schools have said that they are public schools, and then they refer to public schools as traditional public schools. From the investigation I've done, it looks like the term began with conservative think tanks like ALEC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clever, but, you know, calling me Miss America doesn't make me Miss America, and it doesn't make me beautiful. You know, the truth of the matter, if you look, for example, at England, in England, a public school is a private school, right? So I looked up in a couple of dictionaries in anticipation of this call, Merriam-Webster and some other prestigious dictionaries, and said, well, what is the definition in America of a public school? And that definition has two components. The first component is public funding.
Okay.
But there's a second component, and that's public governance. And that is what charter schools, even those charter schools that are inside districts, do not have.
Hmm.
By their very nature of having a charter, they have a private board. And in the state of Wisconsin, which frankly we gave the lowest rating of all of the states, worse than Florida and Arizona when it comes to charter schools and charter school policy.
Okay, wait. So the Network for Public Education issued a report on all the states and their charter school
correct.
Policies, and my wonderful state of Wisconsin received an F? Oh, my goodness.
Well, not only an F, we did numerical ratings, and overall the state got an F for both charter schools and vouchers, but when it came to the category of charter schools, not only was it an F, but it received the lowest grade of any of the states plus Washington, D.C.
Well, it's good to be best at something.
Well, you know, they're not best at being very public when
right.
it comes to their charter school. So let me tell you just some of the things we found. We found that in Wisconsin that the state fails to meet the state teacher certification requirements when it comes to charter schools. So in public schools, teachers have to be certified, in charter schools, not so. Wisconsin allows its charter schools to create their own disciplinary regulations. They don't have to follow the state's disciplinary regulations. And that often results in higher suspension rates and less of a process of appeals for youngsters who do find themselves suspended or disciplined. All of the charter schools in this state are fiscally and legally autonomous charter boards. So there is not a public governance component at all, even if they happen to be attached to a district. One of the features, too, that's so important, Tim, about public schools is the idea of transparency, right? You can go to your school board meeting and you can find out how much everybody makes and who the vendors are, and there are policies that say the vendors cannot be in any way connected with school board members, but that's not the case in Wisconsin with their charter schools. There is no conflict of interest requirement between charter board members and the educational service providers. So you could be on the board of a charter school, and you could be buying books from yourself or buildings from yourself.
Well, and see, I thought I was pretty clear about this myself. I mean, kind of in one way, it's to me, it's, you know, locally elected school board oversight. Scratch that, and however you get your funding doesn't bother me, but that takes you out of the, quote, public school realm. And so you've kind of said that in lots of different ways, but, you know, here, for some reason, though, as I said, the Wisconsin State Journal declares that every, quote, and this is from them, every charter school in Wisconsin is a public school, and if people are saying different, they're getting it wrong. And I was just like, wait a minute, it's not controversial, at least up until this point, that charter schools that are run outside of districts, okay, and you're even talking within district, there's even a problem, but outside of districts, they're not public in the sense that they don't have a publicly elected school board. The money, they operate in direct competition to locally governed public schools. And in fact, as a kid leaves the local school and goes to the independent charter school, the money follows them. And so not a whole lot different from vouchers. So it defunds the local public schools, creates all of this. And I'm just, you know, it's interesting why the journal would come out so heavy-handed to say, no, you're getting this wrong. They're all public schools.
Well, I can't even begin to understand that because your state is one of only five states that allow for-profit charter schools. Now, I don't know of any other government agency that we have that's allowed to make a profit and have stockholders and things like that. And one of the other, I think, very troubling features about charters in Wisconsin is that everybody knows that sometimes charters go belly up, right? Mm-hmm. They choose to close down, or they run out of money, or there's massive corruption. Wisconsin is one of those states that does not say that the property that the charter school has, when it falls apart, goes back to the taxpayers. So you could run, and this happens in Arizona as well, you could have a charter school that you run into the ground. Along the way, you purchased a very expensive building on a good piece of real estate. Well, guess what? At the end of the day, you pay off your debts, and that building's yours. You don't have to take that building, as you do in some states, and say, well, okay, now this becomes the property of the district, or this somehow goes back to the taxpayers. There's a charter renewal period that is over 5 years, which is also highly unusual. So that whole idea that they are more accountable than public schools is not true. And nor does Wisconsin require annual audit of their charter schools. And that is extraordinarily rare. Most states make the charter schools get an independent audit.
So if I'm...
They're as private could be.
How did you know that's where I was going to go? Because I was going to talk about saying, so if I make a statement saying that, you know, these out-of-district, particularly charter schools, for which the state of Wisconsin has received the largest grant from Betsy DeVos, you know, to expand charter schools, that this is a continued pathway towards privatization. Somebody looks at me and says, no, you're wrong, Tim. And I'm sitting there going, no, I'm pretty sure that this is not a supportive public school move and that privatization is on the horizon.
Well, you know, there's two possible explanations that I find is, you know, one is that the person making the claim really doesn't understand a lot of the detail and nuance in the law. They probably aren't aware of some of the facts, for example, that I just presented to you. Or the other is that, in fact, their motive is what they want to do is to privatize public education, right? So that we wind up with a definition of public schools that's similar to the definition in England, which also has public schools, but their public, what they call a public school is in fact a private school. And it's it's really very, very concerning, and I understand your frustration. So I never will use the term traditional public school. That using that adjective is a deliberate attempt to make our community public schools seem to be dreary and not innovative. And, you know, it does, the word traditional really doesn't have much of a positive connotation to it, at least within the context of schools. So I refer to them as charter schools and public schools, or publicly governed public schools, you know.
Right.
But I would never cede ground and call a charter school a public school. They can say it forever and ever, but it just simply isn't true.
Right. Like, as you know, I can say I have a lot of hair on top of my head, but when you go to the image of me, you will see that's not true. Even though I want it to be true, it's just not true. There's hair on the side of my head, but, you know, the top, not so much. So, but yeah, so and for me, though, what you just talked about is that the nuance here is very important for the public to understand. And in fact, when I look at this article coming out of the Wisconsin State Journal, it actually takes and says, look, there is no nuance. You don't need to understand anything other than if it's charter, it's public, now move on. And that to me sounds like, look, we don't want you to look deeper into this. Because as you pointed out, it's not even like it's a slight hair-splitting nuance. We're talking about the difference, a major difference in governance just alone from an elected school board to, quote, a private authorizing type of board who answers to whoever. You know, people will criticize me and say, well, Tim, you know, even those boards are accountable. It's like, well, accountable to who?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, according to...
They really...
Yeah. According to ESSA and according to the grants, they're accountable. And it's like, well, you know, if you've done the other homework, which, you know, following the Network for Public Education, another charter school scandal that you guys have been putting out, all of these places that have, quote, been scandalized had some type of accountability clause put into the language in which they existed.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem also, because not only are there laws and regulations that hopefully prevent fraud, but then you also have to have the proper system of oversight. And if you don't have that, that's a problem in New York, where there are a lot stricter regulations, but very often they're ignored and nobody is really keeping track. What I would suggest that you do, Tim, and your listeners do, is create a box, and on one column put public schools, and the other column is charter schools, and then, you know, check it off.
Right.
Is an annual audit required? Okay. Can you elect the governing board? Right. Is there transparency? And just kind of tick down all of the different features of what we associate with public institutions, and I think you're going to find, more in your state than any other state, that Wisconsin falls short. And then if you can do a good GoFundMe, place that box as an ad right in that journal.
Well, she is the executive director of the Network for Public Education. She's a frequent guest of Busted Pencils. Carol Burris, you know what? I usually say thanks for busting pencils, but on this one, thanks for busting charters.
My pleasure, Tim. Good luck to you.
Thank you.